You're listening to the Righteous Babe Podcast, the show that gives you the inspiration and practical tools you need to create a life-changing journaling practice. You may have kept a diary as a kid, but this is the grown woman's guide to journaling. I'm your host, Javacia Harris Bowser, and each week I'll offer you uplifting conversation and thought-provoking prompts to help you write your way to the best version of yourself. Let's do this. What's up, Journal Babes? It's your girl, Javacia, aka The Righteous Babe. And of course, that's righteous spelled W-R-I-T-E-O-U-S, because when you're a writer, you get to make up words. Now, y'all know that I believe journaling can help you with absolutely anything, and that includes your wardrobe. Yes, I think that journaling can help you put together a better wardrobe, feel better about what you're wearing, feel better in your clothes. I think journaling can help you with all of that. So today, yes, we are talking about fashion and how journaling can help you create a look that makes you feel good. Now, I always say to people that in my next writing life, I want to be a fashion blogger. But honestly, that'll probably never happen. Just being honest here. So I got a couple of friends to help me out with this episode. Today, I have Allison and Delia, the stylish mother-daughter duo behind the blog, The Style That Binds Us. Welcome.
Thank you. We're so excited to be with you.
And where are y'all calling in from today?
Well, we're from Birmingham, but we're calling in from Manhattan.
Yay, NYC. All right. So tell us, before we get started talking about how journaling can actually help us with our fashion, tell us a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and what inspired The Style That Binds Us.
This is Delia talking, the daughter. So we both grew up in Birmingham. And then for my career, I made the big move to the Big Apple. I interned at Versace, and then I worked at Barney's on the buying team. And then when mom became an empty nester while I was in college, she at FIT, they have an image consulting certificate. So she became a stylist. So then we were both working in fashion, and we were organically working together because we were sharing. I was telling her about all these incredible brands that I was learning about when I was working at Barney's, so that she could share these incredible emerging brands with her styling clients so that they could know about the latest and greatest up and coming brands. We then started blogs because all three of us absolutely love writing. So mom was answering style questions that women kept asking her when she's working with them in their closets, as well as she was getting older. She had a lot of questions, and as she found solutions, she wanted to share that with others. And then for me, I talked about how I got into fashion, what is it like when you're in it, and also interviewed emerging brands to tell their story, because I believe that a brand and surrounding yourself with products that you truly love and believe in, it's going to make your life so much more meaningful than owning something that you have no idea who the person is behind it and why does it exist. And then when people would see us together, they would say, wow, you have a great relationship. You're in the same industry. Why are you not doing this together? You're going to be stronger together. And that's going to be a point of differentiation. A mother-daughter duo in this space isn't something that's normal. They're mother-daughter design duos and different things like that, but not necessarily this entrepreneurial style team. So finally in 2018, we brought the blogs to life via video and audio. So we launched a podcast and YouTube channel, and then we've added along the way hosting events with designers, a mini magazine, still have the styling services. So that is a little bit about The Style That Binds Us.
I love it. That's such a great story. And I love this idea of mom and daughter working together. And also, like you said, you're kind of touching different generations and speaking to different generations by doing so. So I love that so much. So the reason I thought that journaling and fashion kind of go together, I'm going to call this episode Journaling, But Make It Fashion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Love it.
Right. So the reason I feel like the two go together is because I believe in making a style statement. So years ago, I worked with this personal stylist, and that was one of the first things she had me do is write a style statement. So for anyone listening who's like, what's a style statement? It's basically a statement of what you want your look to say about you. So for example, my style statement was, when I first wrote one, it was, Javacia is always effortlessly stylish, exuding confidence and power while still being approachable and feminine. Because that's what I wanted my look to say about me, right? And so that's where we started. So I know that with you all, when you work with your clients, you don't necessarily have them write style statements, but you do have them create vision boards. So what are some of the questions that you have them consider, things that you want them paying attention to or asking themselves when they're making their vision board? Because I think those same questions are questions we could ask ourselves in our journals to start working on a style statement. So what are some of the things you have your clients think through when they're creating their vision boards?
Well, there's so many things. First of all, we talk all the time about what the brain of the person is, what the attributes are that they're assigning to you when they are meeting you for the first time and things like that. Not like judgments, but the first things that are popping into their head before you even open your mouth and how you can control those to tell your story. So it's exactly what you were talking about making a style statement. What I do want people to know is you don't have to have one certain style. Day is a great example of that, because sometimes she's, you know, sort of a rock and roll girl, and then sometimes she's uber feminine, ruffles and super, you know, delicate high heels and everything. So a lot of people stress about that. I can't figure out my style. But the main place to begin with all of this, you can do the style statement and you can use the words that you use where you're describing the type of person that you want to, you know, that you want representing you. Mm-hmm. But to actually really pick what your style is, you have to know your body type. That's the first thing. And you have to know the colors that work for you, because what I see over and over and over again are either you're in a store, you see something on someone else in the store, or you just see something and you fall in love with it and you bring it home. And then you're so frustrated because you can't figure out how to make it work for you. Well, that is not because you don't have style. It's because that will never work for your body type. Mm-hmm. So, for example, with me, I have a waist and I have hips. So if I'm trying to wear a little cropped jacket, like a Chanel, a little tweed looking, you know, copy of a little Chanel jacket, that style is never going to work for me. It doesn't matter who all else I see on it that I absolutely adore. When I get it home, and I got several home when I was younger and didn't know this yet, I tried and tried and tried, and I could never make it work. Well, now I know, because I had to go through the program myself as well to learn how to do this. That style jacket is never going to work for a person that has a waist and hips. That jacket works for people with a boyish figure. So now I know when I go into a certain place, I'm going to look for a longer blazer or a blazer that comes in at the waist, that has lapels, all these different things. So there again, if I had in my brain, I was going to be the little Chanel type, that was my style aesthetic, well, it won't work for me. Right. So once you know those things, and this is where I journal a lot. So let's say I'm thinking of my body type, especially if I'm looking for something, a dress or something, and I cannot find what I'm looking for. I go back and I write down, remember, these are the dress types that work for your body. You need to have an A-line skirt. Pencil skirts don't work for you. You know, all the things, you journal. And also you can draw, you know, remember, X out things, draw things. And the same thing with your vision board. Vision board is kind of another level, and it's time, because over a certain amount of days, even you put anything that resonates with you. And a lot of times it's harder now because you just have to do it on Pinterest, but you know, tearing out these things from magazines, a leaf from outside, you know, a book that you love, propping it up in front of it, a feather that you find, the color that you like, a ribbon, anything, all these different things. And when you keep walking by, you start seeing these patterns, and then you realize there's blue all over this board. Mm-hmm. But right. I never wear blue, and there's no blue in my house. So what am I doing? I need to start bringing in some blue. Obviously, that's something that means something to me. So, you know, it's this lifelong process, too. You start looking at art and thinking, why do I always resonate to these bold, colored artworks? Well, with my personal style, because I have high contrast between my hair and my skin, I need to wear bold colors, too. So Delia resonates. She's drawn towards pastels and beautiful. She loves flowers, paintings of flowers and things like that. And those are the colors that work for her that just kind of get washed out on me. So it's very interesting. A lot of it is really and truly inside of you. Mm-hmm. You just need someone to kind of pull it out of you. And the other way I journal, once I do, since I know my body type and my coloring and everything, for the week, or especially if I'm going on a trip, I write down the days I'm going to be gone. And then I look at the weather specifically morning, noon, you know, morning and night, and then the temperature and everything. And then I write down my outfit specifically, you know, and then I can wear this shoe with this. And it's almost like a diagram that I have before I even think about packing. So I do a lot of journaling, but I guess it's more specifics rather than, you know, the adjectives and things of right. how I want people to see me. But I think that is incredibly important. And a lot of people think fashion is for fun, and it is. It can be so much fun. But what I believe in is once you know your body type and you know your style aesthetic and you know your lifestyle, the situation you're going into, you know, if you're going into a conversation where you're going to be having sort of a serious talk, then you need to wear something that has angles in it. Like a crisp shirt, a blazer with lapels, you know, those kinds of things. And if you're going to be in a situation where you want to come across as friendly and easygoing, then you want to wear a soft sweater and hoops, earrings, and your hair down. I mean, it's really beads instead of a pendant necklace. It gets down to those details of the person is looking at you. They have no idea why they feel comfortable, but you plan the whole thing so that they would.
Right, exactly. So I love this. I hope y'all are paying attention to all of the different things that we can be journaling about here. Because again, you know, when we think of fashion, you're right. A lot of people think, oh, it's fun, it's frivolous. But
right.
No, people do. How people interact with you is so much determined by how you look. Is that fair? Right. Probably not, but that's the world right. that we live in. And so you can take control of that through your fashion. So mm-hmm. As Allison just mentioned, some things that you can be journaling about, in addition to how you want people to see you, also mm-hmm. think about your body type. And are there certain trends that you need to just let go of because they're not mm-hmm. going to fit your body type? Think about the colors that really resonate with you and that make you feel good and make you feel strong and bold or happy or whatever the case may be. And I love that idea of kind of journaling out what you're going to wear for the week, especially if you're traveling. In fact, and I love that you just said that because I'm actually, at the time of this recording, I am preparing to go to New York, actually. And I recently did just that in my journal. I journaled out my outfits for my trip. So I love that you recommended that. That makes me feel like I'm on the right track.
Definitely. Yes. And another thing you can journal about, and I think people don't think about this enough. Let's say you are going on the trip, or let's say you are interviewing for a position, or you want your boss's, you know, position, or whatever it is. Start journaling about what would you want that person to look like? What would you want that? Would you want that person to be super casually dressed? Would you want that person to have their hair pulled back? What would you think of their makeup? What kind of shoes would they wear? I mean, really think it out where you're looking at you almost. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of that. Person. Yeah. People say like dress for the job you want, not the job you have. You know, you hear people say that.
Right.
So it's kind of like you imagine yourself in the place wherever it is that you want yes. to be. And then how would you look when you show up for right. that place? So, yeah, I love that. So once you've done these things, you've gotten clear on your style statement, your body type, what works for your body type, your colors, dressing for different situations, dressing for your lifestyle. So you know what you need to do But now we got to actually do it. So now we're going to talk about how we're going to put together a closet that actually works for the image that we're trying to portray, the lifestyle that we live. But first, I want to tell you all a little bit more about my community for writing women called See Jane Write. The Righteous Bay podcast is a production of See Jane Write, a website and community for women who write and create, founded by me, Javacia Harris Bowser. Through courses, coaching, community, and virtual events, See Jane Write empowers and equips women to use their writing skills and their stories to make money and make a difference. We'd love for you to check out our free Facebook group so you can see what we're all about. Just head over to Facebook, search for See Jane Write Network, and come join us. I look forward to chatting with you in the group. All right. So we have our style statement. We know what works for us, what doesn't, what colors we like. We know what kind of image we're trying to portray, the lifestyle that we're living, or what situation we're about to go into. Now we got to put it to work. All right. So for a lot of us, this might start with doing a closet purge because we realize that we've got all this stuff in our closet that does not work. Like maybe we were buying stuff just because it was trendy. Then we realized it doesn't work for our lifestyle or our body or anything. And so we've got to, you know, donate some clothes, sell some clothes, or maybe you go to a clothing swap and you swap things out because they don't fit your style statement. So Allison and Delia, what are some things we do need to consider as we're doing a purge of our closet?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head with what you said, because once you know your body type, I don't think you should purge your closet until you know that. Mm-hmm. But once you know that, and the colors, then you can go back through and go, now I know why this never worked.
Right.
And then you feel good about letting it go to someone else who does have that body type and will be so happy to have it. But some things, it might even be that they need to be altered. A lot of people buy shirts and jackets that are too long for them, and they just never remember to go and actually get the cuff taken up of the sleeve. Mm-hmm. And once you do that simple thing, it goes down a whole size. I mean, when you have it and it's too long, you look like you're wearing your grandfather's coat. You really do. It's like magic. I mean, it's so funny when I'm just like, well, if you just take this up right here, then they're like, wow, looks totally different now, you know. So there's certain things that might not need to go. They might just need to be altered, and that's a real thing. And then there's certain things too. I have a client who her weight fluctuates often. Mm-hmm. And so she has another closet in her guest room that's called Not Right Now, Honey. And those clothes come in and out of that closet, and you know, which is a great attitude to have about it too, I think. And you don't need to, you know, get rid of all the larger sizes or get rid of the smaller sizes, you know, if you have the space. But the last thing I would say about the purge is, and this is always hard for everybody, let's say you have a beautiful dress that you've loved and worn for like 8 years. Mm-hmm. Every year you think, should I give it away? It's getting older. I'm not really wearing it. The question out, and it's hard if it still fits you and it's right for your body type and it's a good color on you. But my question would be that you can ask yourself, is this the dress, because it's a dress, it's, you know, a nice dress, a pretty dress. Is this a dress that I'm going to gravitate towards when I'm going out to a special dinner? Mm-hmm. Because if it's not, you're going to go for something that's newer or, you know, something that just feels fresher to you. It's just staying in that closet for years because it's in good shape, but it's not ever going to feel special enough to you because you've worn it so many times and you know you got it 8 years ago. And, you know, it's a special occasion. I want to get something new. So it's just going to stay in the closet. Ask yourself that question.
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. I have a confession. I'm a person who will hang on to something forever. Because mm-hmm. even if I'm not wearing it frequently, because in my head, I always think that, well, maybe I'm going to need this for a themed party. Or I'm a Halloween person. Like, I love mm-hmm. cosplay. And so sometimes I'll hang on to stuff because I'm like, well, maybe I'll mm-hmm. need this for a costume one day.
Right.
And so basically, what I'm trying to say is that I'm a hoarder when it comes to clothing. So what advice do you have for people like me?
Well, it depends on the amount of space you have where you live.
I don't have enough space to be a hoarder.
Yeah. That's, you know, you can come up with a reason to keep every single thing if you think long enough.
Right.
You know, I remember when we were moving my parents to a retirement, you know, community or whatever, and there was this metal pole in the corner. And I was like, Daddy, what is that? He goes, I don't know, but I know I'm going to need it someday. And Mom goes, he's had that for like years. You know, he's never going to use it. Sneak it out of here. It's the same thing, you know, with some of the clothes. I guess I would say, you know, maybe keep some. Tell yourself, okay, I'm going to allow myself to keep five things that I really would think would be perfect for, you know, dress up.
Okay.
And then the other stuff has to go. And if you really have a hard time, you can make a maybe pile that you hide from yourself for a little while and decide if you don't miss it, then it's easier to go ahead and give it away later.
Oh, that's a great
idea. Right.
I love that. I love that. If someone has a closet full of clothes, but they, whenever an event comes up, mm-hmm. they don't feel like they have anything to wear. Why is that happening? Mm-hmm. What's going on there?
They bought the stuff that doesn't work for their body type and their coloring.
Okay.
It's serious. But also the other reason why it's happening is because they don't have the core pieces that go underneath to pull the looks together. When you go shopping, you don't usually go shopping and you're so excited to find the right black pant for your body type.
Right.
You know, you're going shopping and you see a great looking sweater or the cutest shirt or blazer or jacket, coat, whatever it is, you know, great pair of shoes, an orange purse on sale, got to have it, you know, and then you get home, I'm like, what am I going to wear an orange purse with? So that's what happens to people. But once you have those bottom layer pieces, the black pant, the right jean that fits you, the white tee, the things I think we're going to talk about in a minute, whatever the bottom layer pieces are, down to your shoes, your handbag and everything, then when you bring home these, you know, creative pieces, exciting, dramatic pieces, you already know, well, I'm going to just stick that cami that I have under it and this will go great with my, you know, black pant, and I have those strappy sandals, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, and men really don't understand that, especially when their wives or girlfriends are just standing looking at the closet and it's time to go. And they're like, what is wrong with you? Why do you keep saying you have no clothes? You have more clothes than anyone I know, but none of it goes together.
Right.
So it's really difficult to get dressed until it isn't.
So tell me, you kind of started touching on this, but what are those, like, let's say five mm-hmm. Core things mm-hmm. that everybody needs in their closet?
Mm-hmm. Well, first, we just wrote a recent blog about how to build a fall core wardrobe. And Delia can explain how people can find that. You can print it out and check off the things and everything. But it's difficult for me to come up with five specific because of body type, right?
Okay.
Some people, a white t-shirt is going to be great. And for some people, white t-shirt is not even the right, white is not even the right color for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say, especially the way the world is going now, a trench style coat, mm-hmm. like an all weather coat, but make sure it's something that you could wear to a funeral as well as with jeans and a turtleneck or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So really pick super versatile, practical pieces in good quality that, you know, if you take care of them, you can hold on to them for, you know, several seasons and they work in multiple ways. So I think a trench is great because it doesn't get as cold as it used to. A pair of blue jeans, and don't always go by what's trending right now. These big baggy blue jeans for most of us don't really look so good in, you know, in real life. So try not to you know, try to go by your body type. Good pair of jeans, black pant. Usually everybody needs some sort of a black pant. And then whatever the jackets are, you know, like if it is the crop jacket or if it is the blazer, that's a third layer piece. But the most important are the bottom layer pieces for your top half, meaning a silk cami or a silk shell, a sleeveless black turtleneck, a long sleeved, or if it's a bodysuit that you wear, whatever it is, you got to have these very basic pieces that those jackets and things can go over.
Okay, great. I hope y'all are taking notes. I know I am.
I know it's a lot.
Julia, you, Allison said that you had more info on how we can go to the website and learn about our fall core wardrobe.
Yes, on the Style That Binds Us website, under the blog section, we have a fall trend report. I know we're going to talk about fall trends soon. And then also a how to build a fall core wardrobe, which also includes a checklist you can print out. And then you can look in your closet and see what you have versus what you don't. So you'll know exactly what you need to shop for. And then within that post is a shoppable selection of items perfect for a fall core wardrobe.
Oh, I love that. That's great. So let's talk a little bit about trends. And, you know, as we've been saying, not every trend is going to be for everybody. But what are some of the fall fashion trends that y'all are most excited about right now?
Right. There are trillions of trends, which it's very challenging to navigate. Everything is a trend. So that's why... out of all the trends, we go through every runway show from every single, from all four fashion capitals of the world, and we narrow in on which ones we think are going to resonate with y'all the most. So animal prints, that's a perennial fall trend. We also view animal prints as a neutral. They're really nice to add a pop instead of like a classic black. Leather on leather, so you can go big with a full leather on leather look. If not, of course, and incorporate any leather into your look this season. Boss dressing is a major trend. Lots of tailoring, menswear for women. Quiet luxury continues. That is going to be continuing into spring 24 as well. Those are investment pieces, but they are going to last and stand the test of time. Metallic knits, metallics also in general, and you can learn more. That's just a little teeny snapshot, but the fall trend report is on our website. We even did a podcast episode, which has a video where with screenshots where we talk about some of those looks, and that the fall trend report is also shoppable. So you can decide which trends do you want to feature in your wardrobe for that season, what you already have, you know, you want to create looks around, and then maybe get invest in one or two of the trends that you feel will be lasting.
Love it. Love it. So yes, I will link to the website and some of these specific things in the show notes, but it's the Style That Binds Us. That's where y'all are going to go so that you can get yourself together for this fall wardrobe. So I am going to give you your prompt for the week, but first I want to share with y'all a little bit about how the Righteous Babe podcast comes together each week. The Righteous Babe podcast would not be possible without Creed 63, an inclusive space for the community and entrepreneurs to come together to work, create, and be inspired. Located in the historic Black Business District of Birmingham, Alabama, Creed 63 is much more than a place to work, offering a wide range of resources to support and connect emerging and established entrepreneurs. Creed 63 is also home to a wonderful podcast studio where the Righteous Babe Show was born. Head to creed63.com to learn more. Each week here on the Righteous Babe podcast, I love to give y'all a journaling prompt. This week is no different. Now, I've given you lots of stuff. Well, Allison and Delia and I, we all have given you lots of stuff to think about and to journal about when it comes to your style. But I do think that the question that we need to begin with is, what do you want your style to say about you? So that is your prompt for this week. What do you want your style to say about you? So I want you to start there and then work on all of the other things that we talked about during this segment. So Allison and Delia, thank you all so much for being on the show today. This is so much fun.
We loved it. Loved it.
So where can listeners find y'all online? Tell us again where we can find the blog, but also where can we find you on social media?
Well, thank you for having us, and thank you for asking. The Style That Binds Us website, that is the hub. It has all of the styling services that we offer, including a body and color analysis, and also how to create a visual brand. So what you're saying about the style statement, that's basically the written form of what a visual brand is. And then at the podcast, YouTube channel, Mini Mag, every single social media, everything is the Style That Binds Us.
All right. And per usual, y'all you can find me on social at Righteous Babe. You can also find me at C. Gervasia Wright. I love for you to hit me up and let me know how things are going on your journaling journey and also how journaling is helping you with your wardrobe. Allison and Delia, thank you again so much. This has been so much fun, and I hope I get myself together.
We love being with you. You always look great, and we love spending time with you.
Thank you so much. All right. Stay stylish, y'all. And of course, keep journaling. That's it for this week's episode of the Righteous Babe podcast. Remember, you have the power to write your way through anything and to the life of your dreams. Happy journaling.